Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
But don't you know?
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Happy Wednesday. We are out tomorrow. The Cardinals play at 1:15. Kevin will be here for rush hour and the like. Haven't decided if I'm going to the game or not.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Going to just kind of watch my Game Time app and see how the prices go, how my day goes along.
There you go.
I have so many things to do.
It's like, oh my gosh, I've got a whole list to run through.
How will I get to all of it? Janelle is here. Janelle does our movie reviews, entertainment and such, and very smart person. You'll see her online all the time.
No, you're a very smart person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. At times, yeah.
Let's talk about Superman. I really am. Okay. It's almost like it's like someone introduced me to a beautiful woman and I didn't like him, and I'm trying to figure out why I didn't like him, because so many people I know loved Superman.
But it's art, so it's subjective, so you're allowed to not like it.
Yeah, but like, you brought up good points. Like, I didn't like Superman because he was kind of a puss,
but he was. No, because in the movie, not to give anybody spoilers, the reason he's getting his butt kicked is a very good reason. There's only really kind of there's a huge reason why he's getting his butt kicked in that. And I don't want to spoil the movie for it, but I mean, the person he's going up against is, there's a reason. It's like, normally he doesn't get his butt kicked. And Superman's greatest weakness is, because he's basically physically kind of impenetrable, is his greatest weakness, and that's always been in the comics and stuff. Everybody knows it's humanity is his greatest weakness.
Okay, let me ask a question. This could be a spoiler, but I trust Janelle to be able to answer it without spoiling. The whole thing about the message that he got, was that real or was that artificial? Or do they leave you hanging?
As of right now, James Gunn has said it is real.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That it is, that's not to say that it can't ever be changed down the road, that, you know, another movie can't address it in a certain kind of way. You've got Supergirl coming out next year, whether or not it's addressed then, you know, maybe her parents were raised thinking differently. It wasn't one of my favorite things that they kind of changed in the movie, but, you know, I mean.
I like that. I hope they don't change it. I thought it was interesting. You know what
I
mean?
It was interesting.
Because the core thing that I liked about it, because I guess I don't think that it's like the greatest, you know, plot development in the world, but, you know, we talk so much about, like, you know, well, we've seen these movies before. We've seen Superman movies before. Do something different. Give me something new.
His parents were never like, you know,
like a huge part of it.
Well, they were never like really sympathetic to the humans. They were just always saying, here, you look like them, you'll fit in.
Yeah.
And even in Superman 78, from what I can remember, even they were like, don't mess with the Earth. And this is exactly what he does when he crashes out over his girlfriend. But yeah, I mean, like, it's always kind of been out there.
They did his human parents dirty.
It cracks me up that James Gunn is from St. Louis, and he's Missouri is featured in, like, Guardians of the Galaxy with Peter Quill's mother, and they all talk like this, and I'm like, you grew up here. What are you doing?
His mom was straight up inbred. I mean, on Superman, she was she had one tooth in her body and it was in her butt.
He's from like within 10 minutes of where we're sitting right now. And they're
I can't believe I fell in love with a spaceman. And you're just like, what are you doing here? What is this? It drives me nuts every time. Cause I'm like, you're from here. You know, we don't talk like that. Like, why are you putting that out there?
Yeah. The parents are depicted as like, not even like, maybe they're not even smart enough to understand that he's from space.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, well, when you crashed out of that sky from New York City.
Come on in. I got something on the picture box. So, you know, it's just like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
It stopped me in my tracks. I'm like, okay, they're obviously doing this intentionally. Like, what is their point they're trying to get to?
He has a certain view of his own kind, and I'm upset that why that's.
I mean, if those are the first humans you've meet, you just lord over them.
Well, that's the thing. Why doesn't he talk like that?
Well, he does say like golly, gosh darn it, and stuff like that. But
you have that same
accent, right?
That's a great question.
Yeah,
because he was just a baby.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have the Krypton accent.
Yeah, Tarzan didn't talk with the British accent. The only humans he ever met. So
he grunted.
Yeah, once you learn to talk, you talk like this. It took him like a week.
But yeah.
It's almost like movies aren't real.
Almost.
So what did you see lately?
I saw Caught Stealing last night. The Austin Butler, Zoe Kravitz, there's a bunch of people in it. Liev Schreiber, Vincent D'Onofrio, Regina King, Matt Smith. It's a Darren Aronofsky film. It's very, if anybody likes Guy Ritchie films, I think you'll enjoy it. Although I will say that it's kind of lacking that sleekness, the poshness of the gritty underworld that Guy Ritchie tends to bring. It is very grunge. It's set in 1998. Austin Butler's proven, I think, though, that he can carry a movie. I think at this point he's great in just about everything I've seen him in. Yeah, very film noir. It's, you know, wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I didn't realize that was him in Once Upon a Time in America.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I really appreciated him more. I'm like, oh my God, he's Tex.
Yeah,
Quentin Tarantino cast, like, every...
Young kid.
Like, every actor that was going to blow up in the next
Yeah, but what's her name was in that, too?
Margot Qualley. Margot Qualley's in that. It's good. It's a good film. It's fun. I wouldn't say it's worth $20, $22 to go see, but again, big advocate of going to the theater, put your phone down, enjoy yourself for $5. I think it's a fun time, especially this time of year when not really much is coming out.
Yeah. I did try to watch Superman like that in honor of you saying that. Like when you're like, you know, it's a different experience.
It is a different experience.
Look at your phone the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, you're missing big chunks of the movie if you're looking at your phone. And again, like I said, it is art, which means there is a rhythm to how a director puts together a movie. And if you're sitting there watching it, you can also be like, this doesn't flow very well, or this does work very well. And it has pacing issues, or it doesn't have pacing issues. So, no, I mean, I thought Superman was okay. I didn't think it's very weird online, because if you didn't just give it a 5 out of 5, or if you didn't give it like a 1 or 2 out of 5, nobody could understand. Like, they were just like, you were speaking a foreign language to him. And I gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought it was an okay movie. It was personally, I have problems with it. I think James Gunn is a little too James Gunn at this point. I think, let's see what else you can do. He does big ensemble movies all the time that are all shot in the same kind of way. And, you know, whether it's, I always want to call it Peacemaker or Creature Commandos, Superman, Guardians of the Galaxy. They kind of all are the same. So I'm a little worried about how he's going to bring, or how he's going to introduce Batman into his DCU. Because there's the Matt Reeves Batman that he's sticking with, and then there's going to be a different Batman. So I also wonder how that'll play with audiences.
Do you think 10 years from now we're still doing comic book movies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we've been doing them since the 50s with George Reeves on the picture box, then I mean, because it's our version of, like, you know, in the way back times when they had their Greek gods and
our mythology.
They're our gods right now, and that's how we look at comic books. Is they've just transferred the gods and all their powers into, you know, just entertainment now. So I think it'll always be around.
What are you seeing coming up?
Well, tonight I see the roses with Benedict Cumberbatch.
How you feeling about that?
Isn't it like a reboot of War of the Roses,
yes.
I think? I like him. I think it's Olivia Colman who plays his wife against him. It's fine. Everything that kind of comes out right now is an okay movie. It's nothing that, it's, everything good is being now held off until the end of the year for award season, and everything that was a summer blockbuster has already come out. So
I'm going to ask a question that has been asked ad nauseum.
Okay.
But why do you think it is that in 2025 you go, you know, there is a movie called War of the Roses 25 years ago that was pretty good. Rather than having an original idea about couples, let's just redo that movie.
Because it's safe. Studios like safe. They'll occasionally put out something that's, you know, like this Caught Stealing is a new idea. It's, you can tell Darren's trying something new. I think he had a good intention. I just don't think he maybe like, instead of it being a home run, it was like a ground rule double kind of thing. I just think it's safe. Next year we'll have 20 sequels and or reboots. There's 52 weeks in a year. It's about a movie every other week that's going to be something we've already seen.
Hmm.
And that's just because it's Toy Story 5 will be coming out. It's because it will make a certain amount of money.
Toy Story 5. My goodness.
Yeah.
I just saw on Twitter earlier today they're redoing The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah.
Was that movie good enough to redo?
No, and somebody made a really good point one time online was that they should take bad movies and redo them and make them good.
Yes.
Instead of like
the problem is the risk of being associated with the bad
right,
one.
Right, right. But it's,
like, who wants to make the new Ishtar?
But I mean, just rename it something else, but just have the same plot. I mean, which is basically every movie already. But I mean, like, they're doing Gremlins and Goonies. I mean, all of that's going to be redone. So
is all of that stuff just being done by the streamers now? Like the riskier stuff, the less mainstream stuff.
Maybe.
Like, is that the space now that occupies that, where it's maybe it's a show instead of a movie, or it's a show and it's instead of a trilogy or whatever.
I mean, they do, but it's unfortunately then like still, it's still a little lacking because I'm afraid that if it didn't Netflix put out that they were going to have like a whole section of AI content written kind of. Mm. And that's like, everybody was like, nobody is asking for this at all. I think they do have more freedom, or they at one point did. And now I still think you see those studios, they do it hand in hand with like Apple, like Warner Brothers did F1 and hand in hand with Apple. So it's like that might have been a riskier movie for them than Superman might have been. But as you can see, Superman was going to be the bigger movie because it's been, you know, it's a known quantity out there. You're making a scene,
oh girl. Welcome back, DG.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to hydro.com code fit and save up to $600 on your next hydro. Hydro.com code fit.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And KMOX, Janelle's hanging out with us. You can look at all of us if you want to go to YouTube or Facebook while we do the show. Let's do DJ's Happy Hour. I will start out. Kevin Wheeler is right once again.
Oh, no.
I'm so friggin' sick of this man. I don't know how he wormed his way into my life, but he's just... Oh, hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
The newest, hottest exercise, and we have a trainer here with Janelle.
Hi.
Is Quadrobics.
Oh, God.
Which is running on all fours.
Oh my God, it's your time.
Gorilla running.
Let's go. Except in the dreams,
oh boy.
I don't do it with the hands on the ground. It's on the walls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. That sounds more fun.
Although it is on, nope, it is on the ground sometimes because sometimes I'm outside. So there you go.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's should I try this in real
really
life?
Really kind of limits your...
Yeah.
I'm a little worried though because I have short arms. I'm not sure it's going to work out great.
Yeah, I hope not.
I'm going to spike my hand. I'm gonna end up like a lawn dart.
I would like to see you limited in some way.
I'll be a lawn dart. Just like, boink.
So yeah, just like what you're picturing is what you do. You just run around and hop and jump and
have you seen
spin the
videos of people who do that? They run like they run around like a horse?
I've seen families.
There's like a lady that does it that's
yes,
crazy good.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they also have like competitive things where you what is it when it's like the horse's head on a stick?
Yeah,
oh, I forget what that's called. Holly hobby horses or something?
Yes. They have real competitions.
Oh yeah.
I mean that's worth a view.
The hobby okay? horse competition. Mm-hmm. Woo!
It's pretty cutthroat from what I understand.
What if I pulled my quad doing that?
That would be the best thing in the world.
I have a happy hour topic. Okay. When do you guys think the smiley face came about? Something I never thought about before, but I saw this on Reddit.
Mad
Men
era?
Interesting.
Wasn't it Forrest Gump when he, like the guy who did the smiley face shirt when he wiped his face with the mud?
I think that's historically accurate.
It was invented in 1963.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. By a man named Harvey Ball. He's the creator of the smiley face, and he did it as a morale booster for employees.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it worked.
It's just funny how it's like, how can we lift their spirits? Oh, this has never been done before.
Here,
we'll draw
smiley
a face.
Face.
And it happens to be smiling. And now that's, yeah. I don't know, it's just.
Don't pay people more or give right. them more fun jobs. Just yeah. put a smiley
true
face
modern
up.
Modern day pizza party.
Yeah, right.
The drawing is smiling at me, and now I don't want to raise.
It's a fruit party.
A fruit party?
That's what do you call it? The damn TV show, Severance.
Oh.
The severed people, they get like fruit tray parties and little dance parties. It's a pretty good spoof on corporations in the beginning, especially because like every time they meet a goal, like, oh, you get a fruit party with pineapple. Oh. Like, and they act like little kids. They're so excited because it's the innies. They don't understand the real world.
Yeah, I only know the basics of that.
Yeah.
Sounds like something I would, again.
It's pretty fascinating.
There needs
yeah.
to be a word for this, but it's being too tired to take on a new entertainment
thing. Gotcha.
You know, it's like Severance. I think that would be right up my alley. It's been recommended
super
by several people. I don't think I'm ever going to watch it.
Mm.
Yeah, too tired.
It's
too
a
tired.
Pretty easy yeah. watch.
So filled. Day is so filled.
It's, yeah, I'm being facetious. I'm not too tired, but I feel too
yeah,
tired.
Yeah.
Something in my brain goes, yeah. Something in my brain just goes,
it's
Dave,
the challenge of the new thing.
We can't do this.
Yeah.
Just watch Ancient Aliens again. And you're like, hey, I'll watch Ancient Aliens again.
You know, Giorgio can be pretty calming.
What do you got?
So I saw, I can't remember exactly what kind of scientist he is, but he's some form of behavioral scientist who's explaining to us from an evolutionary standpoint why we get so pissed off when we have slow walkers in front of us, or why we get so pissed off when we have slow drivers in front of us. These are actually the things that are making us so angry are actually things that were really important to our evolution.
So you're seeking out confirmation.
No, I didn't seek this out. I did not seek this out. I came across it randomly, but he was talking about, like, so why do you get so upset when someone's walking slow in front of you and you're holding you back when you're really not in any hurry? And he was explaining that, well, first and foremost, like, he went through three different reasons. One of them was, well, your lizard brain doesn't like being restricted, because if you were restricted back in the day, that meant you were last on food or you weren't going to get the thing that you needed for survival. So your brain is always in survival mode, right? So that's one thing. And I forget which part of the brain. It might have been the amygdala that he singled out. But there's that part of your brain that is always looking for an exit to preserve your life if something goes wrong. And when you are blocked, that triggers that instinct to be like, you can't get away from here if you want to. You're stuck. That's not safe. You could die this way. And then the other part of it was how your brain connects the speed at which you're walking with the surrounding environment. And when that gets disrupted because you're artificially having to slow down, it throws you off. And then that creates anger because, again, it's all a survival instinct.
I'm sure this guy's a scientist.
He is, yeah.
So is Batman. But this seems like the kind of thing that you could have figured out without a science degree.
Maybe. But I mean, like, the point is, there is an actual evolutionary reason why we get mad about those things.
Kevin just types in, tell me reasons why it's okay for me to be angry.
Yeah, I think all of his sentences, I think it would be best if all of his sentences end with,
and that creates anger. Let's be honest. You guys already confirmed it. I've been right about all these things.
Don't like women. Make it okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You walked in, I woke up. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX 335. Every day at this time, Dave Murray joins us, and he joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I was just scratching my back there for a second.
Sure. Do you have a back scratcher, or can you reach it?
No, I can reach it, but I was using a pen.
I can barely reach mine. Wheeler can't even reach Janelle right now. So.
I can reach my neck. That's about it. I can't. That's it right there. What you can see on the screen, that's as far crazy. As I go.
I can get lower than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I mean, I have alligator
but
arms.
But I don't have the bulging things that you got.
Oh.
Easy.
Oh. Wow.
Clarify, please.
Thank you.
He just said things, and he just left it open like that.
You know.
It was plural.
This show is hot.
Yeah.
So, Dave, more of the same?
Yeah, really. Yeah, I think tomorrow is probably the warmest day we will see this week and probably for the next several days. We're talking 84, which sounds warm compared to where we've been, but the humidity is going to be delightful. We have a dew point of 48 right now. It's ridiculous. Take it, though.
Yeah.
There's still a chance of a spot shower tomorrow, mainly off to our south-southwest. I'm thinking Farmington over to Cuba, over to Lake of the Ozarks. That's where the showers mainly are. I don't think we really see anything in St. Louis. 82 on Friday, 59 Friday night, Saturday sunny and 80, Sunday sunny, 79, Monday sunny and 82. Mentioned this yesterday. I think this Labor Day weekend, this could be the best Labor Day weekend ever in St. Louis. And when you look at three-day weekends in St. Louis, this may be the best three-day weekend ever, period.
Yeah, we have sort of a reputation for not having great three-day weekends weather-wise, right?
Yeah, it's almost, you can almost always count on one day being almost a washout.
Yeah.
Or super hot or whatever. Not this time.
Excellent. Excellent. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So I only know who Jay Cutler is because he was married to Kristen Cavallari, who was on Laguna Beach in the Hills and stuff. But he had a DUI last year. I did not know this. He has cut a plea deal, though, in his DUI case, and he will be going to jail for 4 days as part of his plea deal. He also must pay a $350 fine, take a DUI safety class, and he's getting his Tennessee driver's license revoked.
I like that. That's about the only thing I really like there.
Yeah, Jay Cutler's always been kind of a turd.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of has.
Yeah.
A majority of Americans approve of how Trump is combating crime. This is according to a new poll. His approval rating has actually increased by 5 points to 45%. This is his highest rating in either term. And this poll indicates that 53% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of crime, with 88% of Republicans supporting his approach. Additionally, 55% of respondents find it acceptable for the military and National Guard to assist local police in large cities. So that was interesting, given our conversation yesterday.
Go ahead.
Who was that snort?
Me. You know, I mean, our founding fathers just explicitly said we don't want this. And we're all like, it's fine. It's totally fine because my guy's doing it. Like, it's not fine if anybody does it. It's just not. There's a reason those smart dudes had some really good ideas, and this is one of them. We should not be involving the military in police matters. We should not be doing these things, and it doesn't matter who's in charge.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson gets a second mention on the show.
Big day. It's my guy.
Well, he's overtaken Kamala Harris in the 2028 presidential betting odds. According to the online betting website Polymarket.
That's gotta hurt.
From one extreme to another.
They got just as good a chance. He's got just as good a chance as she does.
Oh, he's got a way better chance, which is the crazy part.
His name recognition.
I really wish I could quote Benjamin Franklin on that one, but I don't think he thought of such things.
His name recognition and potential candidacy have generated significant interest. There's also other contenders, like, of course, California Governor Gavin Newsom all over the place these days, and New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're in the mix, along with The Rock.
So the ability to recognize a name.
Mm-hmm. I think that means way more than we ever thought. Like, seriously.
What's the minimum age to be president?
35. 35. So he's running.
Is AOC 35?
I believe she is. Mm-hmm. Or she'll be 35
I guess that's a few years away.
And so. I like Dwayne Johnson a lot. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's funny. He's been very successful. He's done a good job of just kind of like not pissing anybody off and just being you know, doing nice things. He does fun videos with his kids and things. Like, I like him. But, like, why is that even a conversation?
Maybe I am lacking in confidence, but...
Is this because he's muscly and he can stand up there and nobody's going, oh, he's a badass?
Let's say that they approached me and said, hey, Dave, we want you to run Busch Stadium. My best alternative would be, you guys do this every single day. I'm going to stay out of it and let you guys run Busch Stadium. And if I get any good ideas, I'll let you know. I can't imagine the narcissism and egoism it takes to even think for a second you're going to be president. Like I said, I think I probably lack confidence because people do it, but that's insane to me that a human thinks that they can run a country.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that he's actually throwing his hat in the ring. I want to be clear.
No. This is just what people are doing. All of them. But, like, especially Trump, who has the least amount of experience, but who's doing the most. No one, I mean, I could be wrong about this. I'm not a historian. But it seems that, certainly in my lifetime, no one's ever done as much. So much volume of stuff. And important stuff, like constitutional stuff that the Supreme Court needs to weigh in on. And it just blows me away that I'm the same species as this person who just goes, yeah, I can do this.
I think you'd give it a week before you turn down the job, though. I think you'd tell everybody for about a week. Everybody asked.
Oh, I'd humble brag.
Right. You know, they asked me to run Busch Stadium.
Yeah, you know. I said no.
Yeah, power move is I said no.
Wheels brings up such a great point, though. This does not mean The Rock has talked to anyone about running.
Sure, no.
All it does is show that Americans go, you know who would be good? I like The Rock. He's a nice guy. And we're all like, oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
And we can all smell what he's cooking.
Oh, boy.
If he did run, do you think the ballot would say Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Probably not. We'd probably say Dwayne.
But then people would be like, who the hell is Dwayne Johnson?
Who is
right,
this?
Exactly right.
Man, that's a good point. Yeah.
We can't go from a Donald to a Dwayne.
Yeah, we can.
I have a feeling, I can't stop talking. I have a feeling
it's your show. It's okay.
In my lifetime, let's say I go another 30 years, it's going to get dumber and dumber.
Yes.
I mean, it's been on a pretty good trend for a long time.
The internet is real life now, and the internet is pretty stupid, so... This is reality now, everybody. Buckle in.
I just don't see a time for us, Dave, where we go, oh, this is comfortable and familiar. I remember this.
No, I would love to wake up in the morning and go, oh, this, nothing weird is going to happen today. When you know it's going to happen within 5 minutes.
So, question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you think your dads thought the same thing when they were roughly your age? That's what I always wonder, too, is, like, am I thinking this because...
Yeah, I wonder it, too.
Like, that's it? Or is it my thinking this because it's so different than what I'm used to?
Yeah.
This is a sad story. Fox News' John Roberts is suddenly off the air as he battles a severe case of malaria.
Ugh.
He's 68 years old and shared his diagnosis on social media. It's uncommon to you know, contract this in the United States. So we wish him well. I hope he recovers from that quickly.
Am I making this up, or did we have someone contract a brain-eating amoeba at the Lake of the Ozarks and pass away?
I don't know about that last part, but I heard the story about the amoeba.
I think he died. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Very sad. A passenger says he was slapped by a Delta flight attendant. A Georgia family is seeking millions of dollars from Delta Airlines after this man claimed a flight attendant slapped him in front of his family. Delta has launched an internal investigation and suspended the flight attendant who has been accused. This incident allegedly occurred when the man's 2-year-old son was denied water by the flight attendant. I don't know how any of this is really matching up. The family's attorneys have given Delta 30 days to respond to their demands, which include compensation and cultural sensitivity training for Delta employees.
Here I go again.
Do it.
It's Dave's soapbox.
Dude, let's see if we match up here.
If you want to ding a company for $5 million because they did something egregious, I can live with it. You can slap me for the next 2 years. If every single day, if you're going to give me $5 million. When I was a plaintiff's attorney, when it was my job to get the most amount of money, many times I blushed at, seriously, we're asking for $10 million because this person suffered X. Like, I just think that it's gotten kind of crazy.
They're asking for a day's worth of Delta profits.
Yeah, oh no. You got slapped. Like, at worst, you got slapped.
That might be a loss.
In front of your family. I get it. It's terrible. I wouldn't want that to happen to me or anyone I care about. But you don't. I don't think you should get rich.
No.
Richer than anyone can expect to be because someone smacked you on a plane.
And I'm kind of surprised there's no, I'm not saying a video of the smack, but some, like, if they were, some, she's, he or she smacked this guy and that somebody didn't pull out a phone and start.
Right.
Because there would have been yelling afterward. I mean, there would have been a confrontation. It wasn't a slap, and then this steward or the. They run to the front, and then it, there's nothing else that. Their phones would be out. Mm-hmm. It would be recorded. That's. No.
No. That,
show me the slap.
Hey, listen, that's right. If the slap can be worthy of punishment, maybe this person loses their job, whatever. Like, yeah. The slap is wrong.
Yeah, we've kind of assuming lost, it again, happened, we've lost the threat.
Assuming it happened, the slap is wrong.
Sure.
But you don't need. Millions of dollars for getting slapped.
Agreed.
Toughen up, Buttercup.
Oh. All right, one more quick story, and then we have to go to break. Krispy Kreme, they're in the news all the time. They're giving away free donuts to celebrate Taylor Swift's major news, and it's happening. That can't be right. This story is wrong.
Read it anyway.
Well, it says they're giving away free donuts at participating shops between 5 and 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 26th, which is yesterday. So, you know what? Just forget I said
anything. Yeah, forget
anything.
It.
Just never
mind.
You
missed the donut.
Man, I ruined that, didn't I? Dang.
Did you say on the air you didn't like her ring?
No, I didn't say that on the air.
I'll say it on the air.
Why did you do that?
It's like it's a secret.
Did she have the Swifties coming after her?
Yeah.
They could come after me.
Oh, God. They're all outside the window.
It's a gaudy
was that on the air that she said she was a skank?
There's a difference between them coming after you and coming after another woman. That's life-threatening.
Yeah, they could come after you. You don't even have online.
Right.
Well, social media.
Yeah, exactly. you'd have no way of knowing.
Unless they're on eBay bidding on the same thing.
they're on the steps of the War Memorial right now.
I see some people there. I don't think those are the Swifties.
Oh.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
Welcome back. Only about a minute left here. Let's do some fun facts.
Fun.
Today is National Just Because Day.
Okay,
yeah, just
because, I guess.
Use
just
that how
because,
you want.
Yeah.
Americans are guilt tipping much less in 2025. The average person is tipping $300 more per year than they want to. So they're cutting that back.
Boo.
Hostess has issued a nationwide recall over moldy ding-dongs.
You don't want moldy ding-dongs?
No, I've never been a fan of that. Apropos of our discussion the last 2 days, one-third of Americans say that they would be happy if the National Guard came and took control of their town.
Sure they would.
Crazy.
So
right.
A third.
That's crazy.
Those stories.
Denzel Washington says he does not watch movies anymore because he's just tired of them.
I can get that. He's made how many?
That's you.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Denzel.
Yeah, I can kind of get that.
New poll shows that just 54% of Americans drink alcohol, which is down significantly over the past few years.
Wow.
How interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's bad for country music. I have to write about moldy ning-dongs.
Man, Rach is going to have the Swifties, and you're going to have all the country music people outside waiting for you.
Just keep saying it. That's what we do. Just keep...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.